Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of love in the first degree. Yeah. But I don't mind.
Mm-mm. Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury. When they heard my plea. Yeah. You know they hit me up the river.
Straight up fabric, okay?
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love.
Love at the lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit.
Y'all, it's part five of Poodle's Takeover Week. And this is Life After Lockup, not Lalu. Not Love After Lockup, but Lilu. Some of you have said I still hate that, don't like it, but too bad, that's branding. And with me is the one, the only, the Southern double named, Mary Payne.
Hey.
From Pink Shade. Hey.
Hey. I'm here straight, I came to you straight from the ladies' luncheon. And that's not a joke, that's dead serious. When I wrote you and it said, I can do it, but I've got to go to the country club ladies' luncheon first. And no, that's not a joke. That's where I was earlier today. So
you
here
were,
I am.
You were talking to other double named Southern women.
I'm sure. Yes, I'm skirting around them. Yes.
It's a normal thing for where I grew up in South Carolina, and it is a very normal thing to have Mary Claire's.
Sure.
I went to high school with a her name was Dodie Lee.
Yeah.
A Dodie Lee.
Uh-huh. That doesn't surprise. There's not any combo of names you could put together that would make me go, "What?" I mean, nothing. There's nothing you could put together.
There was a girl, I think right as we were coming up, whose name was Ainsley Faith.
Yeah. And those two words don't even go together.
I kind of understand Lee. And mm-hmm. even Mary Payne makes sense to me because it flows.
A little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ainsley Faith doesn't. Mm-hmm.
I had a friend that named her daughter after it was like, you know, it's always somewhere in the family, but it was like Clara Grace. I want to say it'll come to me in a second, but it was one of those names that, in my opinion, and these people are not listening, was real bad. Some of them are so bad that I will say to people my age back in the day when people my age were having children, I would say, think about it before you do it. And if you think your child is ever going to live anywhere else except for Madison, Mississippi.
Yes.
Or, you know, maybe a Louisiana, Kentucky situation,
yeah.
Alabama. Otherwise, people in the rest of the country don't understand, and you'll be like me. You'll be spending your every waking minute explaining your name to people. It's and then you get Mary. Frustrated. Yep. Nope, it's not Mary. It's Mary Payne. And I recorded earlier this week with Deanna Chang, who I love.
Yeah.
And she knows me. We know each other. We are friendly, not just in the podcast world. Like, we text each other during the week.
Mm-hmm.
She's still, like, twice on my podcast called me Mary.
She's not a Southerner.
She was like, I'm sorry, I know I said it wrong. And I was like, I don't care. I'm used to it. But the listeners get real mad. They're like, why are you letting that person call you Mary? I go, they're my guest. I explained. And if they can't get it, because some people just can't get
it. And that's okay.
It's okay. I'm not going to correct them. It's okay.
Don't come fisticuffs for my guests, especially.
I know, but it's fine. So yeah, it's Mary Payne. And It is kind of a good way, like back in the day when it used to get callers all the time and you had to answer your phone.
Yeah.
And they say, can I speak to Mary?
May I speak to Mary?
And then I knew immediately. She's not here.
Anytime someone uses my actual first name, which is not Jake, anytime someone says, can I speak to James, which is my actual first name, I go, he's not here. I don't know when he'll be back. He's left me. He'll never come back again.
I don't know him.
I miss my husband, James.
So you have Jake as a nickname for James.
It is. Well, not really. Jake,
because that makes no sense either.
It's not.
No.
Jake is a nickname. My middle name is Jacob. And so.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Jacob. Well, that does make sense.
Yeah. They're actually James and Jacob are from the same Hebrew root. So it's basically James, James. But I was.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
I was named after this is so fucking Southern, Mary Payne.
Okay.
I am the, I believe, ninth. I'm the ninth firstborn male of a generation to have the first name James.
Okay.
So, and we, the middle name can be anything, but you have to name the firstborn of in my father's family, the Anthony family, they're all named James. Mm-hmm. So I was the firstborn, and so it was basically my whole father's family looming over my mother and saying, he's gonna be named James. And my mother's like, I guess. And and then I was named after someone, Jacob on my mother's side and Jacob on my father's side, who supposedly on my father's side was a horrible individual. it's not the greatest, but my mother decided I would not be called Jacob early on, and they named me Jake.
So you have three first names, really.
I have three James, first
Jacob,
names.
James, Jacob, Anthony is also – listen, you could tell me your name is James, Jacob, Anthony, Smith, and I'd be like, yeah.
That works for me.
It works for me.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. Yeah, it's that.
I keep also wanting to sing John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
You would not be the first, but yes. Anyway, after that Southern digression of names, by the way, my nephew, my firstborn nephew is named, I don't think they thought about this, but they wanted his middle name to be Ingram because that is a name on my sister-in-law's side, surname. Uh-huh. And so his name is James Ingram Anthony. And that like somewhere out there, like the singer James Ingram. No one gets it.
Nobody will get it because of our generation. Yeah. My nephew's name is Sanford. So what's the first thing you think of?
Sanfordson.
Yes. But he's, thirty. So nobody thought of that.
No one
but when
knows
they
it.
Named him Sanford, we were like Sanford and Son? And my sister goes, by the time he's older, nobody will know.
No one knows. It's kinda like whenever I talk about Red and Joy Know Me, I go, it's the big one. It's I'm coming. Elizabeth, I'm coming. And only maybe 10% of our listeners know. And when he said in the last episode, he's like, I have anxiety. I mean, Elizabeth, I have anxiety. Here we go.
I loved that show. I loved that show. I was like, wouldn't that be fun to live in a junkyard? That looks fun.
The only podcast where you have a gay white guy doing a Red Fox impression.
That's right. That's your claim to fame. You get another oldie on here like me, and I'm like, you don't have to explain that to me. Everybody knows that show. Yeah.
Yo, we're talking about Lilu, Life After Lockup, season premiere, season 5 premiere, episode 1, Love is a Powerful Drug. And we find out it is, especially for Chevelle and Quaylen. And I'm so excited they're back because I love both of their mothers. Mm-hmm. It looks like Mama Chevelle has abandoned her gold lip that she loved so much.
I forgot about that gold lip. You're right.
However,
what was with the matching dresses? Are we gonna?
Oh, that the oh Lord!
Why?
It's never a good idea. If one person looks better in that dress than the other, it's all you can see.
I didn't understand why the matching dresses. I was like, now, if later on we find out they have a boutique and they sell this dress, then that'll make sense.
But or they were on Smothered, but
right.
Speaking of, so y'all, Smothered coming season 5 coming December 12th. You covered that too, right? On your Pink Shade Prime.
Pink Shade Prime. We'll be covering it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. We've seen the trailer. They're the only one I was kind of upset who wasn't back. Was Dawn and Cher, because I kind of enjoy them, but I think the storyline was playing out. I'm glad we're not seeing Angelica and Sunny anymore. Ooh.
I am too. I don't know whatever happened there, because that boyfriend, whatever his name was, he got real aggro. He got real mad. He had it.
I think he kind of, after 5 straight years of Sunny being awful, and I think maybe his emotional support dog that he carried like a clutch purse, finally it stopped working for him, kind of like a drug. You got to go up a level.
Yeah.
He needed 2 dogs.
He's going to need a German shepherd that he's going to have to carry around. Yeah.
He needed not just that dog, but also a German shepherd. Mm. It just wasn't working for him. His dog purse that he carried. But y'all, Christina and Kathy are back.
And my favorite...
Barry and Brittany, who were absolutely I will say, gave us, not that the show was great, it gave us one of our best reality gay seasons talking about them.
Those two, that, and she's like, you know, yeah, you could get a tummy tuck, you could get a lipo, you could get weight loss surgery, you can take all the Ozempic you want, you're fine. I was like, this is some fucked up shit
and
here.
I have decided to pay for her tummy tuck.
That was wild. That was wild. And then that boyfriend, and then,
Frank, Frank, who had a chocolate martini.
Yeah, it'll all come back to me when I watch the full first episode. Yep. All these people and their backstories will come back to me.
We have some of our mainstay quotes and catchphrases came from Smothered, like "You scared me," and that comes from Brittany, which we call, whose name is Brittany, but her name is spelled like Brittany.
Yes.
And a phone rang when she was talking about something, and she kind of has a voice like this, and she goes, "Oh, that scared me." And so now we just constantly say, "Oh, you scared me." And also, crab cake for your sleeve, for your gastric sleeve.
I don't remember crab cake.
Oh, crab cake, Mary Payne, is when she's like, I'm thinking for dinner, Brittany, what's something that's good for your gastric sleeve? I'm thinking crab cake. It was just the way she said it, and she kind of whisper talked it. And she's just so strange.
Both of them are strange, so I'm glad they're back.
Yeah, me too. We have our first mother and daughter pageant queens. And then we have, which I still object to this, we have our first mother-son-in-law pairing, because I think they belong on I Love a Mama's Boy.
Oh, yeah. You know, I saw that. I saw that when they showed the preview, and I was like, it's the wrong show.
And I thought, I'm like, if he's gay, it's like, daughter, I get it. But like, no, it's your son-in-law. You know what? Before, I will reserve judgment until I see.
Yeah, wait and see. Wait and see. They may be a duo for the ages.
Smothered has given us a lot, y'all. Remember Alina, who loved to kiss her mother's face and run around, and who gave us the song Driving Down the Highway? Oh.
Yes. But what was the one, what was the duo with the daughter that got like the drive-by Vegas lip injections and then her lips were like so big and then they went to the strip club?
That was season one. That was, we never covered that one.
Okay.
But they were completely inappropriate.
Oh, and the girl with the big ass. And yes. Then she was a big ass model. And then when we went and looked her up, I realized Chris Rock followed her. Because, you know, like it'll pop up like other people that follow. And it was like Chris Rock follows this account, the big ass girl account. I was like, oh, all right, Chris Rock.
Yeah, sometimes as long as we never see the daughter who would give her mom massages again, like last season. Remember, it would be vaguely sexual. They were the ones who had basically a telenovela. It was really fake. It was last season.
No, I can't remember that one, but I do remember the ones that like lived in Hawaii, and I think they're back.
They're back. They might be back. I didn't love them either. I'm kind of upset. I don't know if our people who are from Trafalgar, Indiana, which the people who are, that was the trans woman and her mom, Angie.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I don't think they're back, but we had a really good time calling the town that they lived in Raglafart, which is Trafalgar backwards, which people told us that's what they called it, Raglafart. And so we go, Raglafart, Raglafart, Raglafart. Because what we do. Because
that's the low bar that you reach for.
And I'm proud of it.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
Our show is a mix of the lowest of the lows and not really highs.
I was about to say, are you about to say the highs of the highs? No, I'm in the same boat with you, so I hear you.
Maybe we get to the middle sometimes.
Yeah, of course.
Which sometimes I'm proud of.
Sometimes we cover documentaries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's jump into this. Brittany and Kirok. What are your thoughts? I am not a fan of Kirok. I did not like him on their first season. I thought he was controlling and gross.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he treats her well. Mm-hmm. And I think Brittany is an aching pit of need who I feel sorry for consistently. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the show is trying to make them the new Brittany and Marcelino. And I don't think that's going to happen.
No. Whenever you say Brittany and Kirok, you have to go, baby! Baby! Thank you, baby! Oh, baby! Oh, you're like, shut up. I agree. I didn't always think that he treated her well in that first season that they were on. But I'm thinking that maybe he's having a redemption arc. He seems to be acting a little bit nicer, although forcing someone to jump out of an airplane, not great. I wouldn't do it. I would just say no.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if this is for audacity or what, or if this is just fake, but fuck you. If you're telling me we're going the distance between horseback riding and skydiving is far.
And by the way, she was dressed for neither. She was in a tube dress and heels. I was like, were you going to ride side saddle? Like, how are you going to ride a horse?
I've chosen to ride the English style.
Like Scarlett O'Hara.
Yes.
Just on the side. She wasn't dressed for either.
That's why part of me thinks this was fake. But the sheer idea of him saying to her, you said you want to take on life with me, so I need you to prove it to me by skydiving.
Yeah.
And I literally said, fuck you.
Me too. No, I'd say no. Okay. If that's your dream, you've always wanted to jump out of a plane.
Have a good time.
That's fine. But I'm going to be down here and I hope you don't die on the way down. Make sure you sign this you know, will before you jump
and
out.
Yeah. Give everything to me. The other thing about this is if you are skydiving, there's going to be a moment and and something goes wrong. There's going to be a moment where you go, wow, I was really fucking stupid to jump out of a plane.
Yeah.
End my life this way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would hear my mother's voice going, Jay Bird, you jumped out of a plane. You went and done that. And now I'm going to have to mourn my son for the rest of my life.
I mean, it's just not worth it. And that little plane didn't even look like it could hold all of them.
Gotta tell people he jumped out of a plane. How you think that's going to make me look?
Exactly.
Can you imagine one of your children, God forbid, something happened when they would skydive, and you would have to tell people, yeah, little Joe jumped out of a plane and something happened. Yeah. Guess he didn't really have a good sense either.
He just went splat. That's what happened. It's terrible.
By the way, your son is not named Little Joe. But
oh my God. I when I was watching that, I was like, you can't say no. You can't say no. But she didn't say no.
She did not.
We'll just see if they have a little bit of a redemption this season, because, you know, he did do the Spanish translator to call the abuela. So that was good.
I
didn't get a look at that ring that he got. I didn't get a good look at it. I gotta study that.
It seemed like I enjoy his mother, Tammy. And it seems like it's a family ring. And I think they're giving him, it seems like they're giving him a lot more in the moment time. So maybe we'll get to know him better. I just get it. Just my honest feelings about him is it wouldn't matter who he was with. He kind of needs someone just to be his person. And she is completely obsessed with him. And it's,
yes.
And honestly, she needs a lot of therapy before she gets married and gets in a relationship. And so does he. And right now, his transition is the most important thing in his life. Probably shouldn't be in a relationship. Probably. And I agree. He doesn't need to think about kids. I also don't think he wants kids ever. So you know what? I wish him the best.
We'll see how it plays out.
We'll see how it plays out. Melissa and Louie.
Oh my God.
We always had a good time with this couple until last season, where it just felt like she turned into a garbage person.
No, I think all of it is fake. I think all of it is for the storyline. I think they are together. They are happy. He was waiting out his 45 days or whatever until he could get to New Jersey. And they're like, how do we stay on the show? How do we keep it going? Yeah, we're going to pretend like we're not getting along. I'm going to pretend like I'm mad at you that you live with your mom. You can watch on Instagram. The mom and Melissa are always going back and forth. They're buddies.
She's not a good enough actor. Yeah.
All fake. All of it. And I think that whole like, oh, wow, I didn't know you were walking into the bar. Well, why did you think a camera was filming you? I mean, come on now.
She is not a good actress. She shined in Children of a Lesser God when she was playing deaf in high school. But that was it.
Oh my God, that's bad.
Her performance as a deaf woman. I can see it in New Jersey. So, he does surprise her, and she's now working in an establishment called the Chubby Pickle. So yeah, we're in the Chubby Pickle. This is not the first time a pickle has been a big plot point. Remember the woman who said, I'm a big dill? And
yes.
And her and that guy thought it was the funniest fucking joke they'd ever heard.
And she dressed up like the pickle.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And their whole relationship was kind of built on it.
Mm-hmm. I think he went back to prison.
Yeah. That did not end well. And it also, and she was a corrections officer. And every time they were in the house, they were surrounded by this kind of swath of dogs on the bed. Yes. This kind of dog, multiple woven dog blanket.
Yes, I can't even remember their names. They were one season wonder.
They were scary.
Wasn't a good situation there.
Anyway, y'all, so in the fakest way possible, she goes, oh my God, hey.
So dumb.
And so y'all... And the barflies who are getting drunk at what looks like 2:30 in the PM are just staring at them. It's that part of Jersey, though, y'all. So what else can they do? And then
she's so pretty, I think. And I think that she's probably the hottest thing going at that bar.
I agree with you.
You know, we have a Bunky that she delivers their mail.
So, I think she messaged us too.
Yeah, like, and she ran out to her. Yeah, she ran out to her mailbox one day and got a picture. She wrote and was like, "The first time I tried to run out to get her picture, I twisted my ankle." She was like, "So I couldn't get the picture that day." So she healed the ankle and then
that sounds like one of our listeners. Yeah, about right.
I'm sure it's the same girl. And said she went out there and then took like a selfie with her and said, and this was when they weren't on because they had been on like Love During Lockup.
Love During Lockup, yeah.
Yeah. And then they weren't on for a season and then they came back. So she was like, they're hoping to get on, you know, Love After, Life After. So that's why I think they're completely fine. I think they're very in love. I think everything is fine. All of it is fake. And I felt bad about his teeth. But they look better.
His dentures are, these are definitely series two or series three. These aren't the Ross from Friends chiclet teeth that we saw.
Yeah. They cut them down a little bit. Yeah. They cut them down. Yeah. They look a little better.
Now, she does have a habit, Melissa does have a habit of saying sometimes some of the grossest things to him. She said, "Let me see your teeth. I want to make sure I got my money's worth."
Right. That was kind of rude.
Yeah.
That was a little rude.
Anyway, he's still fine because they go to her house and at one point, the only thing he can say is, "Frozen meatballs? Really?"
Have you seen Mama Donna's food? It's not much better.
It's not good. Did you see her put pasta in cold water before it boiled?
No.
I think this might have been some type of like time thing. It reinforces that all their ideas, maybe all the storyline, may be fake.
You mean so like the water was on the stove, not boiling, and they put the pasta in?
She put the pasta in later on. It was boiling.
Well, that's not how you do it.
That's definitely not how you do it. Mm-hmm. Donna, even though Donna's food, you can tell, is horribly underseasoned.
Horrible. It's all plain. It's all plain. Poor Donna. If it's not a Miller Lite, she doesn't want it.
When she was drinking during the day and that girl, what was her name?
Kennedy.
Of course her name was Kennedy. And she's like, "Yeah, my grandmother, she knew Donna for a long time. We're just drinking here at 3 p.m. What else is there to do in this town?"
Well, I was like, it's a bingo hall or something. But then somebody wrote me and was like, "No, that's like their local VFW because her husband, you know, you've seen the pillow that he was like a Marine." I was like, yes.
That's their VFW. Yes. That's exactly what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
And y'all, Kennedy, you sit beside her in a bar. She's got a story.
And then for Donna to be like, "Kennedy's available." I was like, you would like Kennedy, who's drinking with you midday, over Melissa, who's got two jobs? Now, come on now.
Or possibly the dental hygienist who looked like a human shih tzu.
She won the show right after the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, the dog show. She was the winner.
Yes.
She was the winner.
I will say I'm happy for little things like that that give me joy for this storyline. I enjoyed her first season when she's like, "And Louis was the guy in high school," and there's like a high school Louis. Yeah. And then he almost gives away the show because it's like, "Do you even love me? Or is this like a fantasy from high school?" And I was like, "Shh, honey, don't give away everything."
Yeah, of course that's what it is. But, you know, we had a listener reach out that may have reached out to you too that said that she went to high school, was in the same class with Melissa, and said that Louis was not the hot piece of ass that she's making him out to be. He was like the loser that hung out in the smoking parking lot. But I was like, but for her, that was cool because she wasn't in with that cool group. So for her, that was like a non-attainable cool guy. For this
like
girl
burnout.
That wrote, for this girl that wrote, she may have thought he was a loser, but Melissa thought he was cool because she was like a nerd, you know?
That is so, it just tells you, it doesn't matter what kind of, it matters what we build up in our heads.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever go back to a high school reunion?
You know, I went to my last one. I didn't go to the first one. I went to my 20th. And I'm like, oh God, did I turn out better than like even the really hot people? I think it's because I got out of picking South Carolina, to be honest. But it was, and there were some people who kind of looked the same, and it was nice talking to some of them. But I realized, oh shit, I never had anything in common with these people.
I had a guy tell me that he was like, remember when I sat behind you in like Mr. Boswell's class in biology or whatever? And I was like, kinda, like I kind of remember, like I knew him and we were like chatting and stuff, but I didn't necessarily remember that particular class that he sat behind me or whatever. I was like, I'm sure we had lots of classes together, you know, I don't know. And he was like, oh yeah, I just always thought like you were so pretty and you would turn around and talk to me and stuff. And I was like, you did? I mean, I was like, really? I was like, I wish you would have told me. I never, like, I could have used that boost of confidence, you know?
And I thought you smelled like cheese balls.
I was like, well, I thought you were in the marching band and I thought you were a nerd, but that's okay. You've turned out cute. You're a doctor. You have a cute wife. Everything's good.
I wish you the best. Good.
I wish him the best.
Uris and Cameron, I'm glad to see these two. I've always loved him.
Hate him?
Hate him.
Keisha loves her some little Cam Cam, and he drives me nuts. He is always thinking he's hilarious. He's always like mugging for the camera, like, he is hey. He bugs.
I don't know. I think it's because he's just not menacing at all, and he seems like he's just joking out there. Now, y'all, this storyline is completely dumb of them getting an RV. This is
I'm sure you're going to move into an RV with a 12-year-old and a new baby.
And a baby on the way.
Come on now.
I will say, you can tell in every single frame of this that Eris is so uncomfortable.
She's tired.
I think she's just really tired, just in the way she was moving and what I would call the Betsy Ross kind of maternity suit she was in. Okay. It was kind of like American flag-ish. I felt for her because it seems like just her getting up, she's very pregnant, and just her getting up in that RV took everything she had that day.
Being that pregnant is so miserable, and your nerves are gone. So you don't even have a last nerve. That last nerve has left the building.
Yeah.
And somebody tries to pull some of this bullshit, you're like, I don't have time for this. Like, we actually need to find a place to live. This is, get away from me with this bullshit.
Because I know how I feel when I leave Maggiano's. And if it's, and I know that's nothing compared to being pregnant.
No, that's a trick that is played on your mind, because like being pregnant is really scary. And then when you are thinking about how the baby might come out and stuff, it's all very scary.
Yes.
But then by the end, you're so desperate to get that demon out of your body that you don't give a shit if you give birth on the highway in front of the world. Like, spread it out, push the baby. You don't care. Because
cow.
just splay it out, push it out. You don't care because you're so desperate because you're so miserable. So that's a trick that God plays on you.
A miracle of life, mm-hmm. Not so much.
You're miserable. And then once you have the baby and all those hormones and feelings and everything kick in of the love that you can't even like describe, then you sort of forget how awful it was to be pregnant and you want to do it again.
Isn't that nuts how the human body and it, like, their hormones just channel and it makes you forget the worst pain you've ever had.
Yeah.
And so you want to do it again.
Yeah, and you do it on purpose usually the second time. Yeah.
It's like what did I say? Who just had another baby in our circle? And it was, I don't know who it was, but I said, wait, there's another baby? You haven't figured out what you were doing wrong.
That applies to a lot of people on these shows we watch, like a lot. Oh, it was probably Brandon and Mary.
Oh yeah, those idiots.
I think they just had a baby and they named it Midnight.
They named their baby Midnight. I think that is definitely a horse name, or possibly it is
a stripper name.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
But Midnight, like, you can't even like shorten that to something cute like Midi, or I mean Midnight is that's tough, and that's coming from somebody named Mary Payne.
It's tough. You had a goth girl, whether you like it or not, she's gonna be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great point.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What? Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets.
Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
So we just said the baby is there soon. Lena is also throwing shade as she normally does.
Love her.
I love her.
Love her. She's a star.
And y'all, the whole idea of Cam's plan here is that the RV will be something he can travel in when he's a rapper. Uh-huh. And they can travel as a family, like the Traveling Wilburys or not the Osmonds, the Brady Bunch, when the Brady Bunch went on tour or something.
$289,000.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. So that's what he said. $289,000.
So they don't have. My opinion is, I think they'll be moving into a different apartment because there's no way they've got $300K get a. Yeah.
No, you buy that if you already have a house and then you're just trying to travel for fun and you've got an extra $300K. Right. That's not your primary home.
Or you buy it if you're Janelle and you just need to get as far away from Cody as you possibly can.
Or that. Yes. Yes.
And to be mobile. So, yeah, y'all know this. Probably not everything we're going to see on them with this season is going to be truthful, but hopefully it'll be a little fun. I know. Shocking.
What?
Now, two people who I think everything is too real are Joy Nomi and Red.
Oh, boy. Remember how
I
mad
had
she
sex
got-
with Bestie.
Remember how mad she got and drove 5 hours away and then drove 5 hours back? That was 10 hours total just because he left the room for a long period of time. Now what's she going to do when she finds out he was banging somebody not once but twice?
She'll take a trip around the world. It's like fucking Charles Lindbergh. She'll go all the way. She'll like in a biplane. And then she'll go all the way and come back to him somehow.
If you had driven 5 hours and then decided to go back, would you be like, nah, I think I'm just going to keep on going and you can get an airline ticket?
It seemed like that's the miracle of, I mentioned this and I hate I'm mentioning it when Maddie's not here, but she made up her mind to go back in Vinita, Oklahoma. And he always talks about Vinita having one of the biggest McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
And
I think it was the miracle of McDonald's that made her turn around. It's built, apparently, Mary Payne, it's built across the interstate.
Cool.
And it is enormous. And apparently it's a place that a lot of people go to visit. I guess that's Oklahoma.
I would like to go. So I need to now know how far it is from my father-in-law's house in Oklahoma. And can I go there?
I know nothing about Oklahoma. To me is just one part of it's desert. One part of it is stolen from the native people. Mm-hmm. But that's almost all of it. But, and then one part is just where Matt lives. And yeah.
Right. In-laws live in Norman, Oklahoma.
Norman. That's in the north, I believe.
OU. It's like 15 minutes from Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
It's also next to Moore, home of Toby Keith. And that's what happens there. The University of Oklahoma is there, and they enjoy football. And that's what happens there. So that's all I know. I know about Norman, and I know about Oklahoma City, and that's all I know. But I have driven past the Tiger King's place when we were going from Dallas to Norman. We passed by the Tiger King place, RIP.
You can also pass Arbuckle Wilderness, which is also there, which is another private zoo. Come see the animals at Arbuckle Wilderness. The animals are waiting for you. That's a commercial that even I remember from being in North Texas.
That was beautiful.
Yeah. You can get mauled by a tiger at Arbuckle Wilderness. The animals are waiting for you. Yeah.
They're hungry.
And everyone's got a criminal record who works here. So the Joy, they're in Texas now, and they're making a time of it to get to New Mexico. And he basically says, unfortunately for Joy, she says things like, "So, is there anything you don't like about me?" And I'm like, Joy, these are not questions you need to be asking.
I think it's the opposite question. Tell me, what are you most surprised that you like about me?
Yes.
What is it that you do like about me? Not tell me my flaws. Nobody.
I expected him to say your empty, vacant, hungry stare. Because that's something I don't like about her.
Your monotone, flat voice.
Your monotone voice that kind of at one point I always want to scream, "What do you need from me?" That's what I want to scream at Joy.
Poor Joy.
She's
always just pawing at her face, wiping her tears under those glasses, just pawing.
She is pawing at those textbook. Tears. Love After Lockup, y'all. There, Joy Nomi may be one of the most Lalu women we've seen in a long time. She's like a throwback to a simpler time.
Yeah, but let me tell you what. If you promise a guy you're going to have sex with him in a limo and a grocery store, who wouldn't fall for that old trick?
And at one point, he says, "Yeah, and I know when I tell her I banged Betsy twice, it's going to really destroy her because she already has insecurity issues." He's like, "And you know the worst part about it? Sex with Julie wasn't even good." And I'm thinking, poor Julie, who's having to hear that on national television.
And it was so bad that I had to do it twice.
To figure out if it could be better.
So when they're staying in that covered wagon situation, which is probably in Vinita, Oklahoma.
Has to be.
When they're staying in that covered wagon, there was no bathroom. Yeah,
I have lots of questions about the covered wagon situation. There's also a bunk bed. It kind of looks like a hostel thing that you go
Why
in.
Why a with bunk
like,
bed?
Yeah. You go in with like four people on it.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And then it's like the bathroom's outside. Like, what's his face and what's her nuts on 90 Day?
Rob and Sophie.
Yeah, Rob the Knob and Sophie. That's right. An outdoor bathroom, an outhouse, if you will.
I have a feeling. I just have this. I was talking to someone earlier, and I was like, my dream team draft, my super draft picks for Single Life. And I think someone else brought up, I think Jessica from who's, you know, in your group, Jessica Dang, brought up Hamza. Who is in from Hamza in Memphis?
Hamza in Memphis, yeah, because he's around. You see him on Instagram. Yeah,
he's in the country.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a great idea because
she's out there doing like justice for. She's trying to get him out. Like she did this whole Instagram. Did you see? She's like, hi, I'm Memphis attorney at law, also a doctor. You know what I mean? She was like trying to say like for people who. Brought foreigners into the country and you're trying to get them out because they're not paying the child support. I was like, what is happening here?
The karma that you're getting here is not going to help you. It's
let him stay.
She revealed who she was. Just the best thing you can do is know that you got duped, but you had a lot of things you didn't tell him as well.
Yes.
And you also family plan hashtag family planning is always a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Remember her? Me poopy.
Me go poopy. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think him, of course, John, Patrick's brother.
Spockles, yeah.
And I still think, and then I think maybe Sophie, if she's been able to stay around, because people like her.
So do we know for sure they broke up?
They're definitely not together.
They're not. Okay. Yeah. Well, she looks great. She looks great. Yeah. She got her hair back to a normal color. She looks good.
I think he is
so good looking, though, don't you think?
He's very good looking. He's actually gone down for me because he has he has the personality. Even a black hole would go, can you do something more? It's just nothing.
You just find him so boring.
It's just he's okay. So awful. And he cares so little for her. He's doing the least.
But Jake, you and I have discussed this many times. We have the same bad taste in men.
It's really bad. I liked Doug. I liked Doug.
Oh, Doug with the baloney king?
Yes.
Yes.
So hot to me.
And God, he's hot. So hot, true. That guy. So hot.
Yeah, we need to talk to our therapist about that.
Yeah. But Rob the Knob, so good looking. What if he had like a decent apartment and a decent car and just like a decent job? Like nothing over the top.
Then
just,
I would be over there.
Because he doesn't live too far from you. Yeah,
I'd be trolling around like Bestie.
I'm right outside the door.
I'm right outside, Rob. So, y'all, the next morning after they've both experienced their Oregon Trail fantasy, she's calling her sister Shoshana, and he by the time is leaving a voicemail for Bestie.
Yeah.
And saying, that's it, honey. I'm out of here. I'm on my way to New Mexico. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that I never really said bye, but that's it for us. I have a feeling he's going to be talking to Bestie some more.
This is Bestie. How could you not talk? It's his Bestie.
How can you just cut off your Bestie?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's right.
So we are going to the Big Texan. Have you been to the Big Texan? I have not.
I've heard tell of the Big Texan, but I've never been to it. Never seen it in person. No.
I'm not one for adult theme parks. I just, everyone else is having too much fun and I kind of get a little, I'm fine with a couple of drinks and just leave me alone.
That tracks. I can't imagine that you would enjoy the Big Texan or the McDonald's that goes over the highway.
No, I think I'd be okay if I had a Big Mac and not a whole order of nuggets, but a couple of nuggets from someone else's order that they didn't eat.
Are you getting fries and a shake too, or is that too much? Now you're sick.
I don't want a shake. If I'm going to get a shake, it's only a shake. If I'm going to eat that somewhere else, because I can't. I got actually shamed for saying I could never finish a milkshake. So I'm not going to go back to that, because I'm like, I can finish three. I'm like, okay. Great.
That's the problem in our house. It's constant. Somebody orders a milkshake, and then I'll say, "Why'd you order that milkshake? You know you're not going to drink it all."
I can't
drink it all. And then they never. They're always half drunk milkshakes all over this house. You know what's really good is a peppermint milkshake.
Oh yeah.
Oh, so good.
But I'm kind of like your kids. I can't finish them.
I can't either.
I'm
always like, give the dregs to mommy. Mommy will drink the rest.
I like sharing one, but then there's the backwash factor. Again, not something we'd think about. So he buys a ring for $30 and goes on a one date. And of course it's yes, because of course it would be with Joy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Mazel tov, y'all.
Yeah, sure. He just had to get it out of his system, and now he's a one woman man, and that's it. And why don't you believe him? It's true. That's what he said.
But let's not forget about the family album of pictures he had of women.
Yeah. And she's like, page 11, page 12, page 13, and no pictures of me. No.
Y'all, let's be clear. This album needed two hands to carry. It was enormous. All these women.
Huge. And I'm going to say something really gross here, and it's just because sometimes you bring it out of me. Those Perfect. Pages seemed a little sticky. They did. They were kind of sticking together.
I'm not shellacked in jizz.
Yeah, gross. Gross.
Everything
I wouldn't touch that girl.
Everything was cloudy like precious memories. Yes.
Yeah. A little sticky.
I'm really happy to see this couple back. Chevelle and Quaylen.
Why? Why are you so happy to see them?
Because she's so fucking messy. And okay. Remember that kind of wrestling outfit she wore when she was trying to... She loves a one piece. One of the most questionable styles.
And
there was also what she was wearing in this scene with her friend kind of looks like she was wearing a denim dress, but someone just slashed at the sides. So only the front of the denim dress was there. It's like,
yeah, she doesn't have the best taste. You're right. That's right.
No, God bless her. So they are, remember though, you guys, if you have to, I would recommend watching their season. Quaylen and his mother, Quilandria, and his sister is also a Q name.
The brothers, everybody's got the Q.
Everyone's a Q.
And
Mama Chevelle, Sylvia, was rocked the gold lip and gold eyeshadow, and she stuck with that. Now she's on a pink lip. She also has matching eyeshadow. So she's sticking with that theme. And they had a kind of a tumultuous season where she found out he was cheating on her. Sorry, cheating, as Lacey says. He was cheating on me. On me, King. And
Sean.
Yeah, Big Daddy John.
And Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Now he's hot too.
Oh God.
He's hot.
Y'all, I don't care if John's got shitty teeth. He could talk dirty to me because John is gross and I am here for it.
He is. Hot. I kind of forgot about his teeth. I blocked that out. But I think in my mind, he's gotten himself some new teeth. He's got some new Louis teeth, so he's hot.
Big Daddy, I would beg for it. Let's just say that. I'm like, please. I don't know. I've never been with a guy. I'm like, I know.
Like, just close your eyes. It feels the same.
I promise.
Oh my god, this is going downhill. All right.
It always, but always. Apparently Quaylen, as Chevelle says, did a 360.
Oh, well,
that means he came back to her.
He's back. Did he land it back in the same place? Or
exactly.
Okay.
Again, we have a real confusion on this show and 90 Day about the difference between 180 degrees and 360, because apparently we were all out that day in geometry. And y'all, he did a 360 and ring, she's engaged.
And again, because were they engaged before? Didn't they get engaged on the Ferris wheel or something?
They were engaged on the Ferris wheel, yes.
Yeah, okay.
So she is there in this kind of denim / black silky number. It is an abomination. It is truly. I kept staring at it wondering, I know that's applique, but how did it get sewn into that kind of satiny material? There's got to be a backing behind that. Again, I thought way too much about this garment.
I didn't study it that hard. But okay.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a dog barking in your house, Mary Payne.
I know. As I always say on my podcast, there are 1 to 4 other people above the age of 18 in this home besides me. And no one does anything when the dogs bark. They all just look, oh, they're barking. I'm like, mommy's working. Mommy's working.
Silence.
Silence those dogs.
Throw them hunks of meat from the dinner table so they will quiet down.
No. If they really get going, I'll mute you. But I think good. They've stopped.
No, it's fine. Yeah. So y'all, we are looking at the wedding venue. And remember, his mother and her mother did not get along. Quilandria and Sylvia did not get along. We mentioned earlier that Chevelle is, for some reason, wearing matching dresses with her mother.
yeah. No idea why.
This is never a good idea. And Sylvia says, he's not ready to get married. I just know it. And Quilandria comes in. She has, they're talking about the wedding venue, and Sylvia has lots of opinions. Which I don't know if now is the time to make those, I don't know, apparent.
Yeah.
And there's a mom fight between Quilandria and Sylvia. And at one point, Quilandria says, I don't fight street people. And I heard, I don't fight straight people. Neither do I.
Is she trying to say Sylvia is from the streets? Is that what she's trying to say?
I wasn't sure.
I don't think that's a nice thing to say. Sylvia seems like a fine, upstanding woman. I don't think that she's from the streets.
The whole thing here, I think, from what I'm seeing, the whole season is probably going to be much more about their families than them fighting. It's like the Libby and Andre, because I think maybe Chevelle and Quaylen are okay. Also, Quaylen always seems like he has smoked an entire bowl before every scene he's in. So I think he's going to be pretty mellow.
He's pretty checked out. Yeah.
Yeah. And then to end it all with chaos, absolute chaos, is Tater and Chance. We don't refer to her as Taylor anymore because someone made a typo on Patreon or something like that.
Yeah.
And she will ever be known as Tater.
I just say like, oh my God, Chance.
Pizza Tater.
Oh, Taylor.
Chance.
I just want to know if Bobby's okay. I'm always worried about Bobby.
Oh, Bobby? Yeah, the sister.
Yeah, I'm always worried about Bobby with the T or the J. We don't know on her neck.
I think she moved to the sober living place out west, which is probably the best place for her. Or did she come back?
She came back.
That's right.
She left and then she came back. She's like, I'm back. Remember? And then she like refused to stay in the hospital when Taylor was having the baby. But yet she told us that she worked in a hospital.
It was all very confusing.
Yeah. She didn't like to be in hospitals. The hospitals freak her out from when she's had her ODs and things.
Right.
She was terrified of that. But then she told us she worked at a hospital.
It's confusing. But y'all, that's Bobby reasoning.
Sometimes addicts don't tell the truth.
Yeah. Speaking of addicts, Chance, y'all, Chance's addict personality doesn't matter if he's sober or not. Chance is like, look at this. This looks really cool. We could also get this. Like, if he's not going to be addicted to drugs, he's going to be addicted to gambling, or he's going to be addicted to spending money. And it's not hysterical because I feel bad for poor Tater. But it's predictable as the tides that Chance is going to be doing something really crazy and addictive.
When you first met Chance, did you think he was hot?
Yes, I did. We have discussed this. It's a real problem. Mm-hmm. Now I still think he's good looking. You can see the Pitt family kind of.
You totally can, if that's true. But I don't
give a shit if it is. But I will say, if he and I were alone in a truck stop bathroom, I'm not responsible for my actions.
Okay. Yeah, he has a very nice looking face, I will say.
I agree.
But I hate his dad jokes. Dad jokes. He's always with the dad jokes.
No, he's awful. They are arguing about finances consistently. There is something about him that I would probably just want to put a sock in his mouth constantly, because he just talks and he won't stop talking about himself. Mm-hmm. I don't know how Tater does it. Maybe she's hard of hearing. So Tater's like, help me and Chance work. Is I bring love and compassion, and he brings bluntness and craziness.
And it's a balance.
Yeah, something like that.
It's a balance. Yeah.
So y'all, they are now into making epoxy tables. I am not the most craft-minded trend person. Do you know about epoxy tables, or does everyone know about it but me?
I don't have a clue. Is it just you paint a table blue or something, and then you put that like swirly stuff on top of it? It looks kind of like clear, but then it dries and it's a color, but it looks like marbly. Is that what we're doing?
I guess. I don't know. I'm sure there are listeners out there, and Sissy's just going, oh my God, I do them. Let me tell you all about them. I'm like, hold your DMs, honey. I don't give a fuck.
It's like epoxy is like you could do it on anything. It doesn't have to be on wood. I think you could do it. I don't know. But she watched a couple of YouTube videos, and now she's an expert.
Welcome to the 21st century.
Yep. Hire her to make you a table because she watched two YouTube videos.
And
yep.
Apparently in Southern Missouri, Taylor is the best of the best.
I think it's her first client.
And y'all, Chance can't get over saying, well, we can definitely upsell when I come in, and you know, I can say this is needing a couple things. And she's like, why don't we just try to do the tables?
She has a great point. She's like, we can't go in there and be like, hi, we're selling you a table, but also can we take up all your flooring and put up carpet? That's not nice.
She does have great points. It's just delivered in that whiny voice, so it's hard to take it seriously.
Totally. Totally.
So at one point they walk into this woman's house. She's like, yeah, mind if I walk around the kitchen? Mind if I just like look and inspect your house?
The lady was like, sure, weirdo. Good thing I've got you in my eye line. You don't have to like go around the corner.
This is such like coked up behavior. And like, it doesn't matter, y'all, if he's sober or not. He will always act like this. There's something
you're right.
Like, it is, he's like, his skin is kind of itching off if he does not do something addictive or obsessive, or if he's not at extra level, his skin is going to itch off.
Yeah, you're totally right. And when you get to this end scene, I got very uncomfortable.
Oh.
Very.
So let's discuss the appearance of Babbo, which sounds to me like a very harmless name, like Babbo the Clown. You'd hire at your child's birthday party.
Uh-huh.
This Babbo has rage issues.
He's a Money by Monday situation. He's like, I'm not fucking around with my bag. Yes.
Apparently Bobbo and Chance had a business on the inside. Cigarettes? Toilet rosé?
Sometimes they do like a laundry thing. Like somebody will do your laundry for you. I've heard that. There's lots of businesses they can have. They could be selling those ramen noodle packs. Yeah. They could be doing their commissary, as it were.
Your dog has opinions about jobs on the inside.
I'm about to mute my microphone. It's send the meanest text to my family. Yeah. Yes.
Can someone pick up the dog?
Can somebody get the dog to shut up? Yes.
Anyway, it's fine. I just like the idea of the dog going, there's always embezzlement.
Oh my God, it drives me crazy.
So y'all, the stream of profanities and beeps that come out of Bobbo's voice, and they don't sound like, hey, I know we haven't connected in a while.
Hey man, I've missed you. I just got out. We should hook up. We should go grab a beer, man. We just talk on the outside.
Yeah.
I miss you, my brother.
It is, yeah. I want my motherfucking money, you piece of shit, or I'm going to send people for you.
No, he said, I'm not going to send people for you. I'm coming myself.
That's right.
It's even scarier.
And at one point, Chance just says, yeah, I guess like me seeing movies and like having fun with Tater's kids. I just plumb forgot.
I like to go to the park and push the kids on the swing, and doing that made me forget about the $1,000 that I owed to this guy.
To Bobbo.
Bobbo.
And it seems like Bobbo, and maybe Bobbo could never call Chance inside. Or maybe he didn't know where he was, but now Bobbo is out.
Bobbo is out, and he has located him probably from looking on his television and being like, okay, now I know where that guy lives. Yeah.
I will say, Bobbo does not sound like someone I want to meet.
No. Like I said, I was very on edge. I was very scared. And I liked how Chance literally looked at the camera crew. He was like, can you guys just back up a second? Can you just give me a moment here with my friend, my associate?
You can tell things are serious because the dad jokes are gone.
Yeah, you're right.
And he basically goes, she's like, what's wrong? You were like, he's like, yeah, babe, we got to go. I really got to go. And like, I can't look at this house anymore. Cause like, we got to go. I got to go be at the casino by 5. I mean, let's go. And she's like, what's wrong? He's like, nothing's wrong. But he's a terrible actor.
Do you think that, so he's making the table and then she's doing the epoxy on it. So how much are they selling this table for? It's not $1,000 that he has Bobbo.
I don't know. $200? $200?
Yeah. I was thinking $200, $300 because he's like, okay, you want something about this size. So he's going to make the table and then she's going to epoxy it. And she's got lots of colors to choose from. You could even do choose two colors if you want. And then they got to, so she's going to have to make like 6 tables to pay back Bobbo with the interest.
Time for the sweatshop.
Yes.
And Bobbo gets his money and doesn't take Chance's left toe. So it feels like this storyline kind of finally has some stakes to it. Hopefully this is not fake. Every time I watch these two, there was one point where I'm like, okay, things might be okay. And then it would go bad again. I'm like, okay, things might be okay. And now I just have this feeling of dread every time I watch. Cause
I know. And I think she's like selling nudies on OnlyFans now.
I've heard that.
Yeah. So maybe it's not going so great. Yeah.
Oh, we wish them the best.
the two of them always just seem a little bit dirty. Like everybody needs a shower. Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah. That's the show. Okay. Mary Payne, thank you. Thank you for always talking me down from this ledge and talking to me about Life After Lockup, one of our favorite shows. It's always a fun watch for me. I never get tired of it.
I love how they just roll one right into the next. They just Matt Sharp 90 Day style. They just roll one right into the next until the summer when they give us a break and make us watch Mama June, which we don't watch.
No.
Yeah.
It's like a gangbang, but sadder. You just roll from one to the next.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But sadder, because gangbang in itself would be a happy moment. No.
Mary Payne, you'd think, but once you're halfway done, not as much. Mm. It's always a good idea in theory. Anyway, and with that, thank you, Mary Payne. We will see. Maddie will be back next week, and we will be discussing this. I know I still think he may be in a Florentine or a Venetian jail for trying to touch Michelangelo's David's penis or something. Tell us where you can find you, Mary Payne.
My podcast is called Pink Shade. You can find it wherever you listen to podcasts. And then I'm out here whoring myself out saying things like, whose dick does Brielle have to suck for you to follow me on Instagram? Follow us on Instagram at Pink Shade Pod.
Thank you. And you guys have a moment coming up?
We have a moment coming up with Kimberly and Katie of A Date with Dateline. And we're going to cover a Hallmark movie called Mystery on Mistletoe Lane. And we had a bunkie reached out and was like, I actually know the writer.
Stop.
A mystery at Mistletoe Lane. I was like, stop it. So it's going to be fun. We're going to do giveaways and prizes, and we're going to have special guests and all that jazz.
When is that?
That's December 13th. The tickets are on sale now.
Well, how about that, y'all? Block out that date. No Christmas parties for y'all.
Nope. That's why we're doing it on a Wednesday.
You don't want to go to them anyway.
We're more fun.
I have to go to a holiday thing, a holiday drop-in. From 2 to 5 this Saturday. And I can just say, I'm going to drop in, drop out quick.
A drop in is never good, because what if you get there and nobody's there, and then you got to hang out till people arrive?
It's my worst fucking nightmare. That's why I'll show up at 4 and leave at 4:30. Mm-hmm. And that's how a drop in is done. Thank you, Mary Payne.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see y'all later. Bye.
Bye.
Lock me in.